This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories of future organizations in our listening area that are working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. Obesity is a major problem in America. An estimated 130 million Americans are overweight or obese, which makes up about 64% of the population. Those who are overweight are at a higher risk of developing diseases such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Long-term health problems associated with obesity cost the healthcare system about $120 billion each year. Those statistics come from the Arkansas Body Mass Index Task Force, which is a coalition that comprises local school districts, the Arkansas Department of Health, the Arkansas Department of Education, and the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences College of Public Health. While those statistics are alarming, what's even more shocking is that Arkansas is ranked third in the nation by numbers of people who are obese, including children. Roughly 1 in 4 children in the state have a weight problem, and more are at risk for being overweight. And health officials fear that could cause an early onset for disease and shorter lifespans for those children. The NEA Baptist Charitable Foundation has a program that's fighting childhood obesity and making children healthier. It's called the Centers for Healthy Children, located inside the NEA Baptist Clinic Wellness Center on Phillips Drive in Jonesboro. The program serves children between the ages of 8 to 12. Director is Jennifer Martinez.
Our objective is to teach them, as well as their families, how to live a healthier lifestyle through exercise and nutrition. We have several different components within that program. The main component is the 16-week core group program. We have one in the fall and then one in the spring. And they come out 3 days a week after school from 4 to 6. And we do so many different things. We do different types of exercises. We'll run the track. We'll swim, which they absolutely love. Today is swim day. And I'll teach them different team sports. My objective with that is each month I'll teach them something new in hopes that they find something that they really enjoy doing and then carry on with it.
But the last one, it's about 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. Already, 7 kids are in a playroom that has 3 game systems in it, 4 stationary bicycles for their size, several jump ropes, hula hoops, and even a wall that has been converted into a rock climbing wall. More children pour in between 4 and 4:15 before exercises take place in a separate studio, which is similar to a dance studio. Those exercises take place from 4:15 to almost 5. The exercises are alternated on certain days. One day can be a swim day, the other day may focus on different sports. The Wellness Center is a comprehensive exercise center with a full workout room, an indoor track, and even indoor swimming pools. Martinez says the amount of space the center provides allows the children to get active, no matter what the weather is like outside. She says one goal is to get children active by participating in team sports, while another is to educate the children.
So if they've never played a team sport before, maybe they don't feel that they're at their ideal weight, they just don't feel confident to go out and learn the sport. So if they learn it here, their confidence level grows and they can go out and do that. So, and another thing we do with them is a self-esteem class. We've partnered up with Families Inc., and these children struggle with their self-esteem a lot. Children can be so mean at school, so we like to teach them how to deal with situations such as bullying, or how to be comfortable in their own skin is very important. I can teach them how to eat and how to exercise, but if they don't like who they are, then they're not going to care about taking care of themselves. So those are the different things. We also have a parent education class that the parents are required to attend on Thursday evenings. And we have different community members. Several physicians will come in, different members within the community to just teach the parents how to raise a healthy child.
Right. So what does that mean?
No candy.
What is candy?
Martinez educates children on what foods are good and which ones are not.
No sour punch straws. What if the teacher gives you a Smarties for getting the right answer?
You don't have to.
You don't have to eat it. In fact, if you eat it, you lose out on a prize here. What could you do with that Smartie?
Give it to someone else.
Pamela?
Save it for next week.
You could save it for next week.
They have a very good idea.
What, Ethan?
Throw it away.
You could throw it away.
Education is a critical component of this program. Everything from counting calories, portion control, and dietary needs are a focus. Martinez emphasizes the program is a partnership between parents and the Centers for Healthy Children. According to Martinez, knowledge is crucial.
Education is the key, as far as I'm concerned. If I can get the children to understand how important it is to pay attention to what they're eating and to make healthy choices, they'll teach their parents and their grandparents. I've had parents come and tell me that the children in my program are telling their siblings, you should be eating this and not that. So it's trickling down. They're teaching others.
Alex Metcalf is a licensed associate counselor with Families, Inc. She teaches the self-esteem classes the children go through in the program. She tells what she teaches the kids.
Body image, we do a lot of bullying. That's a topic that's really on their minds, unfortunately. We also deal with sportsmanship, self-image, self-esteem, obviously, and teamwork.
And Metcalf tells how the classes help the children.
They become more knowledgeable of their strengths, abilities, what their goals are for the future. They learn a lot about themselves, and that helps them grow, especially with their self-esteem, because you can't have good self-esteem unless you have a good understanding of yourself. They're able to discuss things, identify emotions better. And obviously that can help with emotional eating and stuff like that.
Mike Smith is a graduate student, a physical therapy major at Arkansas State University, is one of the trainers that helps the children during the physical activities they participate in. He helps out about once a week. And Smith says the program helps the kids.
I think it's a great program, you know, just to get children that aren't as active and overweight and stuff to actually come here, and just a free service for them.
And he says there are a lot of health benefits the children gain now and can take with them for the rest of their lives.
I think if they stay here, do consistently, I think it could be a pretty good impact, because it just gives them life lessons to where, you know, they could take it with them when they're older and stuff. You know, like when they get into junior high and high school and things like that, just to stay active and to eat right.
Director of the Centers for Healthy Children, Jennifer Martinez, says the ultimate goal for this free program is to prevent diseases that could severely reduce quality of life and can cut life expectancy. Diseases like diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes used to be referred to as adult onset diabetes. That is not the case anymore. We're seeing younger children being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, which is huge. High cholesterol, high blood pressure. I've had several children come in with high cholesterol.
According to Martinez, the Centers for Healthy Children is making a difference by impacting children's lives and their families. She says this program and similar programs have spawned a lot of success stories.
Through several different events and components within the program that we've done, we've reached so many different children. We used to have an after-school program that was funded through the Blue and You grant, where we would go out to the schools and again exercise with the children and teach them nutrition. We've had a junior marathon where the children can sign up for that and run a marathon over, I think it was 8 weeks or so. And so we've reached so many different people. And again, here at the center, I've had so many different success stories where the children have come back and they've blossomed and grown and are healthy kids, and they don't worry about their weight anymore.
More information on the Centers for Healthy Children can be found at www.neabaptistfoundation.org or by calling 870-336-1760. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which features organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.